as I get older, I realize, or I'm realizing more and more, that, you know, our concept of safety is an illusion. And many of us run towards what we consider to be safe as a form of protection. You know, you get the job, even though you may not find purpose in the job, but you think the job is safe to provide you financial security. But what is that? What is security and what is safety? Actually, I would challenge you, and that faith seems to push you away from the safe towards the extraordinary.
This is the Faith and Life podcast from the W Talk Network. Faith for your everyday life with Toby Olijimi.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Faith and Life podcast. How are you doing? How's your day been? Remember, whether you're having a good day or you're having a bad day, God is in your day. And you can choose to have a good day. So, yeah, hopefully your day's been good today, and hopefully that's been the experience of your day. Today I have a really amazing guest, a sister, a friend, someone who I've watched from a distance, in awe actually of just strength, of just how she's kind of said, look, this is what I want my life to be. I'm going to showcase the goodness of God in my life. Not that life is perfect, not that like every day is a good day, but still God is good in her day. It is Mrs. Sarah Jakes Roberts. She is an author. She is a businesswoman. Yes, she's known as the daughter of Bishop T.D. Jakes, but there's so much more between her and her husband. They parent 6 children. She's the author of, is this your second or third book, Sarah?
This is my fourth book.
Oh, fourth book. Come on now. Are you kidding? Yes. My gosh, you were just talking about sleep. I don't know. Are you sure you love sleep? You've written 4 books.
I do, I promise.
she's really doing it all. She's really balancing ministry with business, with parenting, with being a wife, and just kind of looking after herself. And so she's written, we're going to talk about that a lot more today, a book called Don't Settle for Safe. And we want to talk about that in a lot more detail. But before we do that, welcome to the podcast, Sarah.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such an honor to talk to you. I can't wait.
You know, we were just talking just briefly about, you know, just the start of the day. And you were saying that already today you have dropped all your children to school and cooked your breakfast for your husband before coming on. And I suppose I should start with my first question, in terms of when you kind of open your eyes and you have expectation for the day, do you feel a sense of peace in regards to how your life is now?
Oh, man, I wake up with such gratitude. Mm. My husband and I, we recently moved maybe 2 weeks ago. Oh, and I have been obviously just super overwhelmed with like unpacking and still, you know, making sure that people really hear the message of the book and speaking. It's been so much going on. And I've been so tired lately, but what has really started like really giving me peace is, instead of waking up and jumping right into my routine, I've been waking up maybe 30 minutes, sometimes even an hour before the house starts moving. I have a cup of tea and I just walk around the house and I pray and I center myself. And it's really helped me so much. I think, as you know, women especially, that we can start just jumping into the day and making sure the kids' snacks are packed and our day is planned out so fully that we don't take a minute to really just enjoy the presence of God, to discover peace and balance for ourselves, and then allow the responsibilities of the day to align with our peace instead of us aligning with the rhythm of the day.
That's so good, because to be honest, for me, sometimes I just roll out of bed, you know, and I think I think sometimes when you do that, you roll out of bed, the day can happen to you, as opposed to you kind of taking command from the day. So that is so good. And the reason I asked you about where you are now is because your journey's been so beautiful. It's had ups, it's had downs. Could you tell us a little bit about your story to date?
Sure, man. I obviously raised this T.D. Jakes' daughter, and with that came its own set of pressure and, you know, a sense of responsibility and a spotlight on us as we were being raised as children, my siblings and I. Yeah. And I really think that my needs for validation and acceptance really made me a wonder, and a part of that wondering, I found myself seeking validation from my peers, and in doing so, I got pregnant as a teenager. I was 13 years old. I had my child at 14, and then from there, just had so much insecurity and low self-esteem because I was so thirsty for validation that, you know, teen pregnancy made things even worse. So I find myself, you know, a few years later after this pregnancy in a toxic relationship, but not wanting to let go of the toxic relationship because I felt like the toxic relationship at least covered up the fact that I had this teen pregnancy. And when I really recognized that I was allowing my insecurities to dictate my life, it really changed things for me in an incredible way, because I recognized that we have this rhythm once we've experienced a traumatic setback that tells us that because we experienced this setback, then we have to allow that setback to control what we think is possible for our lives. Yeah. And I really wanted to break that paradigm off of my mind.
Yeah, that's so good, because, you know, it's interesting, as you said, like many of us and a lot of people, when they fail in any kind of capacity, or when they feel they failed in any kind of capacity, they do something that they feel to fix that, and to fix that failure. What was the moment that you would say, because you seem so, what's the word? You seem so self-aware, you know, and I think many people kind of go through life and it's like to sit back and say, actually, I felt like I was in that relationship because I was trying to fix my teenage pregnancy. That's such self-awareness. And I think sometimes a lot of us, we just kind of numb that, or we kind of pretend like it's not happening. Did you ever go through a period of time in your life where it was kind of like, you know, this isn't right. Maybe you know you shouldn't be talking to the guy, or you know you shouldn't be in the job, or you know you shouldn't, you know, be in the situation, but you're using it to numb a pain and almost pretending like it's not happening. You didn't have that self-awareness. You didn't have that hindsight. Could you talk me through that time and how you kind of got past it?
Oh, girl, yes. That has been more of my story than the self-aware has been a part of my story. And that's why I'm such a huge advocate about just the message of my new book, Don't Settle for Safe. Yeah. Because unless we take a moment to pause and recognize that whatever I experienced, whether my father wasn't in my life, whether it was a teen pregnancy, that had to affect me. Mm. And I have to figure out how that affected me. Because if I don't figure out how it affected me, it's going to show up in my patterns and in my life unacknowledged, and ultimately perhaps become out of control. Mm-hmm. And so when I was going through that time where I was just like oblivious to my insecurities, oblivious to my patterns, I recognized that I had like this insatiable desire to want to love someone else. Mm. And I think that my desire to want to love someone else was really because I wanted them to love me back. Yeah. And so I had to ask myself, why are you so desperate that you are willing to accept anything and do anything for this love? What is that about? Like, why?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think asking ourselves that question, why did I stay in this relationship? Why did I allow myself to settle for less than what I deserved? Why? What is down on the inside of me that seems to be hungry and crying out? Mm. And through that process, I realized, you know what I enjoyed the most about the toxic relationship is that it comforted the fact that I felt broken. It made me feel okay about my own pain. It didn't challenge me to heal. It didn't challenge me to become better, but at least it made me feel better about being broken. And I just came to this point where I realized I was writing this blog in true woman fashion. It's so easy for us to help and encourage other women. Yeah. But when it's time for us to actually work on ourselves, we can become shy. And, you know, I thought to myself, I want to be the woman I'm inspiring. Yeah. I want my life to look like what I believe their lives can look like. And in the process of doing that, I had to release that relationship. I had to be willing to go through another public church failure, if you will, in divorce. But ultimately, in me backtracking and really saying that my insecurities built this house and I don't want to live in it any longer, it really changed everything for me.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You go, like, you know, your book, this new book that you've written, and hopefully, guys, like, literally go out and get it, because it's, you can hear the conversation already. It's so real. And but there's a tagline to the book, or kind of like a subtitle. It's Embracing the Uncomfortable to Become Unstoppable. And that's amazing, because I think a lot of us, if we're all the way honest and all the way real, we live in a form of comfort and we like the comfort. And because the prospect of the uncomfortable, the unknown, is scary. And in this day and age where everyone plays out their life on Instagram, and, you know, people are putting up their highlights on Facebook, whether it be, I just bought a new house, oh, I just had a new baby, oh, I've just got a new husband, I've just got engaged. You look online and you see almost a news feed of just success, 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 success. And for those that are thinking of stepping out, I suppose, embracing the uncomfortable, because anyone knows that anyone that's building anything, anyone that's stepping out into anything, it's unknown, you may fail, you may succeed. That uncomfortable zone, what was your advice to anyone that wants to do that in this day and age, where if you fail, you know, you kind of fail online, you kind of fail, you kind of fail publicly, you know, maybe not Bishop T.D. Jakes' daughters, but publicly, publicly. And it's like, when you failed in your bedroom, then you go on Instagram and it looks like everyone's succeeding. So what's your kind of advice to that, in terms of that embracing that uncomfortable, that unknown, in order to get the unstoppable, in order to become the unstoppable? And do you have to do it that way? Sorry, I know there's so much in that.
Okay, I have so many thoughts on that.
Yeah, sorry.
I think one of the first things that we really have to do is recognize the role that social media plays in influencing our self-esteem and expectations in life. Mm. So I was on myself after I had my baby about losing weight. Yeah. All of these women, like these fitness pages, and everyone's got abs and quads and biceps and triceps. It's making you feel like, that's what I need to look like. And so I think taking a break from social media, especially when you know you're going through something and you're vulnerable, is important. And one of the things I try to do on my social media is I try to balance, I like fashion, and I like to post pictures of me with my fashion. And even, for example, I did this Hollywood Today show, and I posted the picture. The dress was gorgeous, but in the caption, I wrote about feeling insecure because I'm a size 10 and everyone else on set was like a size 2, and how, you know, I had to really remind myself, you know, to be confident in who I am, and that I can't let everyone else's standard become my standard. I think you got to follow real people. You got to follow people who don't mind saying, this is where I am, and yes, here's the beautiful part, and here's the thought behind it. And I think that as you really control your circle of influence, that you make the decision to really allow who you allow to speak and see into your life, and that really makes a difference.
Yeah, that's so good. And finally, just before you go, could you kind of tell me one thing that you're learning about faith right now? And one thing you're learning about life right now?
With faith, I'm really learning that you talk about not settling for faith. I'm learning with faith that you come to this place where you just have faith, where you want to be happy, you want to be healed. And then you get there and you realize that you have to start putting your faith on even greater things. Like, I want to discover every broken part of me. I want to walk in humility constantly. I want to raise my children. I want to recognize that as much promise as there is in my life, that there's also problems attached to it. And so, God, give me perspective that I don't let the problems drown out the promise, that I don't become so overwhelmed and inundated with the struggle of being chosen that I end up resenting the work that comes a part of it. And so for me, I say my biggest faith lesson right now is growth, that the journey of growth is never, ever over, and that's okay. And as it relates to life, I think it's what I told you earlier about just like getting up and taking a moment and loving one's there. Like I just started wearing Lulus because I had no idea how incredible they are. And do you guys call them Lulus in the UK? I was going
to say, what are Lulus?
They're like these big house dresses that are like silk. They're not attractive at all. Cast tans. I think that's the classy way to say it.
No. Oh, is it like, it's like a dressing gown?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, we love those.
Girl, I have not. I don't know where I have been, but I put on my caftan, honey. I make my tea, and I told my husband I'm going to go float around the house. I feel like a whole woman when I do that. God. And it just does something for me. I feel centered. I feel like I am in control of my day, and it really just helps me in a big way.
Yeah, that's good. That's so, so good. And I think it's so important. It's not everyday hustle. Do you know, some days just chill, just take a break and just take it all in and enjoy where God is and where he's brought you from. Thank you so much, Sarah. Like, seriously, thanks so much for taking the time out. Thanks for writing this book and being honest about it, you know, because it requires you to really put your stuff out there. And that's not what people want to do. But you've done it and we're blessed because of it. So thanks so, 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 so much. I believe that your book will be available in the next couple of days. It's definitely available when this airs, ladies. So get the book, you know, and be blessed, and you know, reach out. Can they reach out to you? Where can they find you if they want to reach out and kind of give you some feedback on the book?
I'm on Instagram at Sarah Jakes Roberts or Facebook at Sarah Jakes Roberts. My Twitter is just S Jakes Roberts. But yeah, you can find me on social media. I want to know how the book is blessing you. I want to know if you have questions. I'm so excited. On Sunday, we're going to be launching a book club, Live book club. So if you're reading the book and you're like, listen, this is hard discovering my patterns. I wish I had someone to talk to about it. Log on to Facebook on the 21st and join the book club or go back in the archive and find the videos. But yeah, you got to be a part of the book club.
Perfect. That sounds amazing. Yeah, I think it's good. And you know what I love? I love that at the end of the day, majority of people can, it resonates. Someone's going through something. I've definitely had to overcome some sort of failure to get to where I am. And no doubt there's more ahead, despite if I'm all the way real. So I'll be joining the book club too. Thank you so, 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 so much. And be blessed. Thanks, guys, for listening to this podcast. Comment below and let me know what you think. And if you haven't signed up to W360 membership, you need to do that ASAP. Love you guys. Until next time. Bye.
The Faith and Life podcast from the W Talk Network. Faith for your everyday life with Toby Lijimi.